let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. Harry John Visser II is an accomplished foot and ankle surgeon from St. Louis, Missouri. He's practiced for 40 years. He's also an accomplished poet. His newly released Poet Reflections in Sedulous Romantica reflects a different side from his scientific achievements, an array of beautiful short poems, a charming ode to his devotion to his beloved wife. Dr. Visser II's new book expresses a longing and deep devotion that resonates within each emotionally charged installment. Poetic Reflection in Sedulous Romantica, a captivating collection of expressive poetry, and author Dr. Harry John Visser II is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Visser, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
I'm really looking forward to this, and we'll talk about the poetry here in a second. I want some information on your background. A very successful doctor and teacher. Give me a little bit of background, and then we'll find out where this artistic side took over.
Well, I'm originally from a real small town in Northeast Ohio, a town of probably only about 450 people. And the high school I went to took three towns to make the district, and we had 69 kids in my graduating class. So I had a really small school. I then went to a real small liberal arts college in Northeast Ohio called Hiram College.
Oh, sure.
And its claim to fame is that James Garfield was president of the school at one time. And so it was originated back in 1850. So it's it gave you a really good liberal arts education. I was a chemistry major there, and I graduated there with a Bachelor of Arts, actually, magna cum laude. Interestingly, I was not that great of a student at high school. And my mother kind of really pushed me along to get more. She said, you're going to definitely have to go to school. That's the way you're going to get ahead. And she kind of pushed me and so forth. And so I wasn't really a big reader when I was young either. I remember I used to, you had to give a book report every summer during each grade. And
oh, yes.
I used to do Big Red every time. And so I got to be about my junior in high school, and I started to kind of turn things around and got much more interested in academics and so forth from that standpoint. And then after I graduated from Hiram College, I was accepted to the Ohio College of Podiatric Medicine, which was in Cleveland, Ohio, and did my 4 years there. And then I ended up here in St. Louis when I did my residency program in foot and ankle reconstructive surgery, which was a three-year program then. And finished that in 1981. And then about 4 years later, I ended up becoming a residency director, and which was pretty young considering in that time. I was only about 33 years old at the time. And I've been a director since, actually. And I just this past year trained over 100 residents. Now I've trained about 104 residents in foot and ankle reconstructive surgery.
First of all, what made you pursue foot and ankle surgery? What was it about that as you're looking around trying to figure out what I'm going to do, what was it about that type of medicine that appealed to you?
Well, interestingly, at the time I was coming out of college, it was, you know, the height of the Vietnam War, and we were all potential draftees in the lottery system. And a lot of people were enrolling in medical school. So at that particular time, it was extremely difficult to get into an actual allopathic or even osteopathic medical school in those days, just because of the fact that people were trying to, you know, basically get a deferment education.
Yes.
Interestingly, one of my friends a year ahead of me basically said, you know, you ought to look into the profession of podiatry. I think it's an up and coming profession. And so I did look into it, and I found, yeah, you know what? I think this is something I'd really be interested in, because I was always interested in a surgical field. And that's basically how I got into that.
Interesting. With us on the program is Dr. Harry John Visser, V-I-S-S-E-R, the second. The book is Poetic Reflection in Sedulous Romantica. The book's available at Amazon.com, ChristianFaithPublishing.com, all of the usual places. You can link up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Sort of establishing with Dr. Visser his background, an accomplished background in medicine. He's a national and international lecturer, presentations in nine different countries. This part of the being the residency director, talk about the directorship there. What's that like working with these young people? And you can probably still remember what it was like when you were entering the school to get into this profession.
Yeah, the residency training is a very demanding amount of training. It requires a lot of devoted time, and I really love working with the younger residents now. They're very, very highly interested and motivated. They keep talking about the younger generation, and I think just like our parents, my parents thought we were all kind of deadbeats.
Exactly. Yes.
Each generation kind of looks down at the other, but it's really, really rewarding to work with these young people who are really, really motivated to learn. And that makes teaching much, much easier. When you have people who want to learn, then that makes them much, much easier than in a situation where, in some instances, where people really don't want to learn, you're trying to push whatever it is that you're trying to teach them.
When you're dealing with all of these, I don't call them youngsters, but young adults, as they're starting on their profession, getting the education to launch them on their careers, what's it like for you? Is it motivating that you have these young people, young thoughts around you, and maybe again, sort of see yourself with that enthusiasm that you had when you were their age?
Yeah, well, it's pretty interesting that, you know, at my age that I've still been able to maintain a high amount of interest. I've always been highly academic, and I constantly keep up with all the new academics and so forth, which I relate to the younger people. And the big advantage is the fact that having practiced as many years as I have, I not only have the academic experience, I also have all the clinical experience. And I think that's what's really important, is that the youngsters coming up are certainly well-trained in academics, but obviously their clinical experience still hasn't developed because they haven't had that much experience at this point. And so offering all this experience, I think, is what's really, really helpful and keeps me motivated to continue to work with them in the profession.
It's interesting. So you're not directing, talking to students, addressing them with somebody that did this 30 years ago. It's someone who probably did it this morning or did it just a couple of days ago, actually in the clinic.
Right. You exactly have to continue to grow as each generation comes along, and each group, you have to continue to grow. You have to stay on top of all the new innovations that are out, basically apply the innovations to surgical procedures. Like just this morning, I did a fusion on a patient with an external fixator. Again, we have to relate all these clinical experiences to the academics that are present now. So you just can't stay stagnant and say, well, yeah, this is all my experience. You have to correlate it with all the new advanced academia that constantly comes out in just huge amounts of waves. And it gets to be daunting sometimes to keep on top of all that. But that's what's really important if you're going to be in a teaching role.
Dr. Harry John Visser II is our guest on the program. We're talking about his practice. I'm going to ask one more question I'm fascinated by. He has his hands full with all he's doing and actually seeing patients in being in the school and discussing and teaching young people. Poetic Reflection in Sedulous Romantica is his book of poetry. Talk about the professional honors that you've accumulated over the years.
Well, yeah, I've been really fortunate along that line. I actually, in my high school, I got into their Distinguished Hall of Fame. That was in 2015. And then my college, Hiram College, I was inducted as a fellow in the Turner Society. Turner Society is the scientific portion of the college, and they award that to people who they feel have accomplished scientific innovations and passed it, you know, passed it on. And then secondly, at Hiram, I got into Garfield Society, which is a Garfield Fellowship, and that basically is a top honor that you can get from the college. And then in my medical school, I was awarded the Iowa Hall of Fame in 2015. I also, interestingly, in 2019, did the commencement address at my medical school, also at the Kent State School of Podiatric Medicine. And what was even more interesting, I did the commencement address at my high school back in around 2015. And that was real surreal, because sitting up there and giving that talk and looking into the gym area where I was like in kindergarten was something that was kind of kind of humbling, actually.
What a remarkable experience and background that you've had in medicine. And we'll shift now to talk about the fact that not only an accomplished career in medicine, but you are now a published author. And I'm not talking about a crime mystery or possibly a textbook. This is poetry, and a book that's receiving rave reviews, Poetic Reflection and Sedulous Romantica. Where did this love of poetry come from?
Well, I've always, you know, I was always interested in the romantic poets like, you know, Lord Byron and Percy Bysshe Shelley and John Keats. So I read a fair amount of that. And honestly, my education wasn't really oriented towards the humanities very much. Obviously, we took what was required for a pre-medical education. But, I did not take anything accentuated that way. I honestly didn't even know I had the talent to do it. I just began to kind of put these together, you know, sending some things to my wife by text and so forth. And then I kept kind of doing it. I found, hey, I could put these things together really pretty quickly. And I thought, you know, they look pretty good. And my wife was very stunned by the poems that I could do. She didn't realize that I have what we talk about. The right side of the brain is usually for the science people, and then the left side of the brain is usually for the people who are more or less in the arts and that. And he just said, where the heck did you come up with this? So she calls me kind of the Renaissance man. So I just, I didn't really know I really had a talent for it. I've always had a fairly good vocabulary. And so I think with that, I was able to construct a lot of things. And it's from my readings, I think, from the Romantic poets, which is something that, you know, a lot of people don't do too much of unless you're really oriented to that, was the way that I probably picked up the basics for how to approach writing poetry.
How did it go from, you started off with these texts that amused your wife once she got over the fact that, does he have a ghostwriter or are these actually his thoughts that are writing them to me? Yeah, once you got over that, talk about the thought process, the motivation to put them in a book form, a collection, and then put them into Poetic Reflection in Sedulous Romantica. How did the whole book come about?
Well, the book came about, so basically, I worked through all the year, and then she's retired. She was a nurse anesthetist, and she had retired for about 5 or 6 years, and she has a home up in Michigan that she inherited from her parents, which is on a lake there, and so she likes to go up there for about 6 weeks out of the summer, and, you know, I can only get up there once a week maybe, or I don't at all. So the separation is what kind of motivated me to do all these different types of poems. And so once I had accumulated all these, I kept them on one area where I kept all the text, and I basically had them all printed out. And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and submit it. And I was looking at some publishing companies. And so I submitted to the Christian publishing company, and they got back to me pretty quickly that they thought, yeah, this is something we would really like to publish. So that's how that basically came about.
The rest is history.
What's that?
Yeah, the rest is history. I mean, it's out there now, and people are enjoying the book. The title, Poetic Reflection in Sedulous Romantica. Talk about how you came up with that.
Well, again, my vocabulary kind of took over there.
That came to mind when you were mentioning it, yes.
I was trying to think of something that would be a little bit unique with that as far as an opening. And then I kind of like abstract art, too, and that's how I kind of came across that drawing.
Yes,
I actually
cover.
Drew it out myself on the cover. So, yeah, that's basically how that came about is I just like different words, and I have a fairly, you know, extensive vocabulary, and I thought about it for maybe about 10 minutes. And I thought this is probably the best I could come up with as a good title. And I thought it correlated well to the poetry that I had in the book.
Well, and it captures your attention when you hear the title of the book, Poetic Reflection in Sedulous Romantica by Dr. Harry John Visser II, our guest on the program. It captures your attention. You almost feel smarter once you're able to read the title of the book. So mission accomplished with that. What do you hope the takeaway is? You've done such an excellent job tapping into that bond, that special relationship you have with your wife. What do you hope that the average person gets from reading this book?
Well, I would hope that it would, number one, maybe generate an interest in poetry. And also, I think, possibly get an interest in obviously your wife or your girlfriend, and maybe use some of the poems themselves in instances where you may be going through a rough time or something. And I know, you know, women in general like poetry. They like flowers. These are things that I think men forget about sometimes, how sensuous women really are and how they feel. They definitely feel much differently than men do, and they like different things than men do. And sometimes you have to step back as a guy and say, hey, look, you know, we got to think about what's important for them and what makes them happy and makes us feel like we are actually showing them how much we care and love them. And so I think hopefully some of those poems, I'm more than happy to let anybody use the poems, and they can say they write them. That's fine. if it will help their situation.
Do you find that poetry in expressing yourself may be more impactful than just throwing a few sentences together? As you're trying to express your love, your devotion to your wife, rather than just saying that, doing it in the way that you do so well in your book, Poetic Reflection and Sedulous Romantica, is there something about poetry that's easier for you, for the poet, to express yourself possibly?
Yeah, I think it gives you much, much deeper reflection about
yes.
how you really feel about a person. Sometimes, you know, the everyday lifestyle, everybody's rush, rush, rush with all the things that they have and all the responsibilities and the stresses they have in life, that basically if you can sit down to them and express, hey, this is how I really feel about you and this is what you mean to me, and it really reflects well, I think, to the relationship, makes the relationship a lot stronger, especially when things get stressful, which we all have to deal with, many stresses in lives.
You know, this is such a captivating collection of expressive poetry. Does it help you, the writer, sort of sort out your emotions, maybe tap into something you really had not thought of before when you're trying to express yourself in poetry?
Yeah, I think when I actually started beginning writing these poems and realized that I could actually come up with things that were really, I thought, were relatively good, it really inspired me to, you know, do more and more of them and approach different poems in different ways. And again, the inspiration comes from, you know, your emotional affection toward a person. I don't think you can write poems just to write them unless you have something really motivating you, something has to motivate you to express yourself about your deep emotions that you have. And I think poetry is a very, very good way for someone to do that. Now, I realize that's not everybody's bag, but I think that, you know, it's a way to really reflect about how you feel about a person and about your relationship with a person.
You know, I've tried and I'm still stuck on roses are red, violets are blue, and I can't really get much further than that. So I'm going to use some of, you said it was okay to use some of your poetry, and I'll dazzle my wife, who will know that it came from somebody other than myself. But this book is so well done. A couple minutes left in the program. What other books have you written, and what are you thinking about doing next?
Well, I have a textbook coming out from Springer, which is a medical textbook called Challenges in Foot and Ankle Reconstructive Surgery. It's about a 340-page book on 43 case studies on foot and ankle surgical procedures and all case studies. So that's coming out in either this month or early next month. I just finished the finishing touches on that. I also was a guest editor on a clinic in foot and ankle surgery, which we did cavus foot, which is a name for a high arch foot. There's a lot of different things that can cause that, but I was the actual editor of that and wrote four articles in that, and that's a quarterly publication that has a fair amount of esteem in our profession. And then I also wrote a chapter and a 6-volume set in immunology, in which I wrote the rheumatoid foot and ankle section. It's about a 45 or 50 page chapter in that particular book. So that's what I've got now. And so as my wife says, you just can't rest. You always got to have something going. So I'm thinking about the next thing I'm going to be doing.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. I got about a minute or so left in the program. You're a guy who keeps checking boxes, things that you would like to do. I'm a foot doctor, but I don't necessarily have to do things in foot doctoring. I can do other things, which you've done with this collection of poems. Are there any personal goals you have in life left that you're working on out there?
Well, you know, I think I was so busy with all this other stuff and getting this done that I haven't really sat down and reflected just exactly what would be the next thing that I would like to do. But I can guarantee you it will be definitely something because I'm just very goal-oriented. I always set a goal and I always try to attain that goal. I guess maybe the one would be to do the commencement at my college because that's the only one that I haven't done. And I don't know whether I will or I won't. I am on the board of trustees at my college, so I might have a little bit of an inside edge there. And maybe I can finagle my way that way. But I guess that might be the next thing to kind of finish things off there. But also, I've been working with my colleagues in Europe. We've been looking at a collaboration on a new textbook that would have both United States and European type of a flavor and approaches to foot and ankle surgery.
Well, I'm sure whatever you do, you will do it well. You've done this with the poetry. The book is Poetic Reflection and Sedulous Romantica. Sedulous is Sedulous, Romantica. The author, our guest on the program, Dr. Harry John Visser, V as in Victor, ISSER, the second. You'll find the book available at ChristianFaithPublishing.com, Amazon, all of the usual places, information on our website. Dr. Visser, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing the success of this excellent poetry book that you've written. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. I really enjoyed it.
It has been our pleasure. Dr. Harry John Visser II, the book is Poetic Reflections in Sedulous Romantica. Information on our website, of course, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.